even after a personality becomes conscious and aware of its illusion and sets its intentions accordingly, the karmic obligations of its soul must still be met. Karma is karma. Energy is energy. The awakened personality understands this, and therefore does not respond to the experiences and the events of its life with anger, fear, sorrow, or jealousy, which would create additional negative karma for its soul, but with compassion and with trust that the universe, in each moment, is attending to the needs of its soul. This draws to it other souls with the same frequency of consciousness. Each personality draws to itself personalities with consciousnesses of like frequency or like weakness. The frequency of anger attracts the frequency of anger. The frequency of greed attracts greed, and so on. This is the law of attraction. Negativity attracts negativity, just as love attracts love. Therefore, the world of an angry person is filled with angry people. The world of a greedy person is filled with greedy people. And a loving person lives in a world of loving people. The law of attraction creates a cocoon, so to speak, of like energy around each personality so that as it seeks to heal its anger or its fear or its jealousy, the metamorphosis process into wholeness is intensified and accelerated, is brought to the center of the stage of awareness. The personality sees its anger or its fear not only within itself, but everywhere outside itself as well. If the personality chooses consciously to heal its anger or its fear, every circumstance, every encounter becomes irritating or fearful as the universe compassionately responds to its desire to become whole. As the anger or the fear within a personality builds, the world in which it lives increasingly reflects the anger or the fear that it must heal, so that eventually, ultimately, the personality will see that it is creating its own experiences and perceptions, that its righteous anger or justifiable fear originates within itself, and therefore can be replaced by other perceptions and experiences only through the force of its own being.